I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Before we get to this HOA story, yesterday on YouTube, this became the most watched video of all time.
Baby shark, do 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 do. Baby shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark.
You realize how many views this thing has on YouTube?
I know, right? Like a billion or something?
No, way more.
10 billion it hit.
10 billion?
Yesterday.
Oh my God.
It hit 10 billion views yesterday to become. And you know what's number two? And this shocks me.
What is
Despacito.
That?
Yeah.
Really?
That was number one for a while.
Yeah, but I would have thought Gangnam Style, is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was much bigger than Despacito, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seemed
like it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a shocker to me. But yes. 10 billion, with a B, billion views on YouTube. It hit the mark yesterday. People hate when we play this. Guys, you're going to be singing this all day. One more time.
Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark. Daddy shark.
That's enough of that.
Okay, fine. It makes me in a happy mood, though. I will tell you, that song never makes me mad. It doesn't. It makes me happy. You know, I will tell you, it's still on TikTok. I mean, it's gone through, you know, ages. Because how long has that song been out? I can't even tell you.
Jeez.
It came out in 2016.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a thing. Yeah. Even still on this, to this day, it's still a thing on TikTok.
Yeah. It's now a cartoon.
I know. Didn't they make a movie, too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but we have to watch the cartoon every single day at my house with a three-year-old, you know? All right, let's get to the HOA story. You posted this yesterday, right, Jamie?
Well, yeah, I sure did.
Coal Creek Ranch. If you're in that neighborhood and you're a part of the HOA, you are a schmuck in Lewisville. Now, here's the story. I guess even though your house burned to the ground, they want their HOA dues. How crazy is this?
That's absurd.
I mean, it's only $700 a year, but $700 too much. You don't even have a house there.
You should be paying a dime for this.
Exactly.
Here's the story.
For Andrew Zimmer and his family, his neighborhood is part of a homeowners association. Their fees pay for stuff like trash pickup and a clubhouse with a pool. That survived, but it's damaged. Andrew pays $700 a year.
We have an automatic payment set up, so we paid before the fire. And then we were thinking like, oh, are we going to get that money back? We don't really live in the community anymore.
But then he received an email saying the HOA is still collecting dues, minus the trash fee.
But of course, it's a clubhouse that like we won't be using, so it didn't seem very reasonable.
In an email, the HOA board president told me the bylaws require them to charge dues, and they don't see a way around that. He added they have started to raise money for impacted families, and so far, they've raised $12,000.
It seems to me that if you're raising money to help out people who lost their homes, maybe you start by not taking money from them and then you raise the money separately. I just don't see a reason why, in a situation this extreme and unique, you don't find a way to skirt the bylaws or change them.
You know,
It's insurance, too. I mean, like, to me, the insurance covers the clubhouse. The insurance covers, there's got to be some kind of umbrella policy to cover this within the HOA.
Not only that, they're talking about there's no way to circumvent the bylaws.
Yeah.
Bylaws? You're the one that made these laws. They're not officially laws. It's not like it's part of the Constitution or anything.
Right?
I mean, you're the HOA. You could easily get together and vote and say, we waive all fees for people that have lost everything they own. We waive all fees until further notice. You can get together and vote on that, and it's easily passed.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out like what they need the money for, right? So the money they're probably saying for is maintenance and all that stuff, like minus trash fees, they're not getting trash, all that. But there's got to be an umbrella policy that would cover all this. There's just got to be.
It just seems crazy. They no longer have a house, and you're still going to charge them.
Right? That's...
But what is it that the HOA has to accomplish? The entire neighborhood is burnt to the ground. What are you doing? I mean, what is it you need the dues for?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, the clubhouse is damaged, and so... Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm saying the insurance would cover all that.
Just like everybody else that lives in that neighborhood, HOA, you're on your own.
It's
good luck.
It's a really unbelievable situation.
And you're right. The HOA should have some type of coverage, right? It's their clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just crazy that they're sticking by it, saying, yeah, we are going to collect this, dude.
I know.
What?
You don't have the choice to be in an HOA if you live in a neighborhood that has one. You have to be in it to even buy the home. If you rent, your landlord has to pay the HOA dues, but they still have to. Let's see here. And you're such an ass for playing Baby Shark. Those are our two texts. It's a slow news day today.
Look, by the way, you're a little bit wrong on that. Now, I don't know how many neighborhoods out there that are like this, but mine's completely volunteer.
Mine's not at all.
Mine's $75 a year.
Yeah, but
volunteer.
Yours like an old school community.
Yeah.
The newer ones are mandatory.
Did I volunteer? Nope.
Yeah, the new ones are mandatory.
Yeah, I know they are. Yeah. I had a condo at one time where it was mandatory, but I've never seen a volunteer neighborhood before for the HOA.
If your house burned down, you don't have a house in that development anymore.
Well, that's
so
what he's saying.
So it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. I mean, and what's going to happen? Like, if you don't pay
exactly,
him?
I would just cancel payment
well,
on my credit card.
Like, what's going to happen? Because I know when I don't pay my HOA, they came after my house.
Yeah.
Right? And so I got a lien on my house when I didn't pay my HOA fees. What are you going to lean on?
Yeah,
the property?
My chimney?
The actual property?
Yeah, I don't get
I guess they'll go after the property, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to enforce this. You
got
to figure that the public outcry is going to be so much. You're going to get the TV stations all over this. They're going to have to drop this fee. There's no way these people should have to pay it with their house burned to the ground.
I absolutely
That's crazy,
agree.
Right? All right, BJ and Jamie, 7:03 with a chance of snow today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Let's do it again.
Daddy shark.
I got a big decision to put on the Textato here.
Grandma shark.
I'm going to send this to Textato, okay, Jamie?
Okay, all right.
I continue to play Baby Shark because it reached 10 billion on YouTube. Or coming up next, we play you a piece of the new Adele song.
Well, now somebody said I'm going to like the new Adele song.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
I've not heard it.
Let's see here. It's actually her video, right? It's called Oh My God.
Oh My God is the new one, yeah.
I think I've heard it.
It is good. Yeah, you have. I guarantee
you
have.
Okay, so I have heard it. It's not bad.
It's just more a beat.
It's more of how many times we play it that gets to me.
5-1-0-5-9.
You know what I mean?
Nine.
Like, I don't mind songs. Yep. It's just I mind the rotation process.
I got you.
Yeah.
5-1-0-5-9 is Textato. Do I continue? When we come back, do we continue to play a little bit of Baby Shark, or do you want the new Adele?
You know what I really want to hear is the new Chainsmokers.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
They haven't dropped anything.
I thought they were dropping a new whole entire album.
Wednesday.
You lied to me, Carson?
No, I didn't lie to you.
Did you not know what the hell you were talking about?
They lied to me. It said one day ago on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was like tomorrow. And then I waited all day yesterday, even up until midnight, and I didn't see anything.
You know what you guys need? I bought this for all of us.
What is it?
Moisturizing spray.
Oh, hit me behind the ear if you don't mind.
Sure.
Ooh,
oh, man, yeah.
That's cool.
See, doesn't that just change everything?
Must have been in your car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that must have been in your car overnight.
It was really nice.
Feels really cold.
Yeah. I know. I brought it in.
All right. Look. Chainsmokers is not part of the decision here. It's 5105. Do you want the new Adele or do you want to keep playing Baby Shark?
Did you see I just deterred from all that crap that we were just talking about?
Yeah, but I went right back to it. You know me. I never give up. All right. When we come back, let's see if you like it. We'll play a piece of it when we come back. I guess a new song that was released. I hate the word drop, by the way.
Let's just play the whole thing. Not a little bit of it.
Well, we don't have to go that far.
Well, yeah, because I think it's good.
Oh, you do?
I feel like I have heard it.
It's better than Easy on Me.
That's saying a lot. All right. Well, you've been warned. We're going to play it next. Hang on.
DJ and Jamie.
Before we get to this new Adele song, you were just mentioning the Girl Scouts cookies, or Girl Scout cookies, and I read an article yesterday. You ordered a bunch yesterday, you said?
I did. From my little, they make it so easy. So what they do is on our... In our neighborhood, we have a neighborhood thing. And so this little girl, she's so cute. She put up a little video, and then they make it. Girl Scouts makes it so easy. What happened to that sheet that my mom took to UPS and hung on the wall, and you put the one and, you know, whatever? Yeah. But now it's a whole little video, and you you just push how many you want. They make it super easy. Let me give you the flavors, okay?
Okay.
There is the lemon ups, which sounds disgusting. I think they're lemon. You got your, trifles? Remember it's that cookie with the sugar on it?
Yeah.
It's like a sugar cookie.
Yeah.
You got your doozy doos.
Those are good.
Are those peanut butter?
Yes.
Okay. And then you got your Samoas, which I'm a fan favorite of. Because that has a little coconut, a little chocolate, very delicious. You have your tagalongs.
Adele,
I have heard that song. It is good.
It is good.
Okay, anyway, you have your tagalongs, and that's kind of like a Twix, in my opinion. Your Thin Mints, a very popular favorite, right? The Thin Mints. You have your s'mores, your gluten-tastic, gluten-free toffee cookie, because you always have to have a gluten-free one.
Yeah.
But the most popular one that is in short supply is the Adventurefuls.
It's a brand new one.
Yeah, it's brownies with caramel in it.
Ooh.
It's also got like a chocolate drizzle on it.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Oh, gotcha.
Girl Scout cookie season starts, what, February 1st, is it?
It starts right now. I bought them yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought the official season hasn't started yet.
No, I bought them yesterday.
Do you think the King Super Strike is going to hurt them?
Mm-hmm.
Because they stand outside the store, and I'm sure that makes up a lot of the sales with people going in and out of the store. So they need to get that strike over with so the Girl Scouts can make some cash.
Yeah, or they'll be at Safeway. But you know what's weird is the Adventurefuls, you can't have the Girl Scout drop them off. They don't have them because of supply chain issues. You can only have them delivered.
I never thought about supply chain shortages with Girl Scout cookies.
So we make them in China. I'm just saying.
No, I don't. It's about.
So they're on a boat out in the Pacific. We have Chinese cookies.
Somebody said they're dosey does, not doozy doos.
Doozy doos.
What the hell ever?
Dosey do.
And you know what else I did? And so it says donate cookies for $5 a box.
Hmm.
So I bought 10 boxes and donated them. Where did I donate them to?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I put 10 and I don't know where they go.
You should have just got boxes and donated them to us.
They don't tell you where they go.
No, they just said donate cookies. You put the box right here as donate cookies. I don't know where it goes.
You sure they're just not keeping them?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're going
to
resell them.
I don't know.
All right, it's called Oh My God. It dropped yesterday. Adele's brand new song. Here we go. Enjoy.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I see a storm a-brewing. It's brewing. Anyway, it looks like it's going to snow. Look at it.
Well, that's the forecast. And I guess if you're south of the city or west of the city, you could be 2 to 4 inch range.
Yep. So
other parts just rain.
Let it snow. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Yesterday, I went into Walgreens to get some of those. By the way, you know, travel size, trial size, what a ripoff. Jeez.
Oh, it's so expensive.
It's
I can't even imagine. Like, I could buy an entire bottle of shampoo for this.
I know, but with the TSA requirements, you know what I mean? Like, you have to buy the tiny shampoo, the tiny hairspray, because they throw away your big ones. And so I'm in Walgreens. Total ripoff.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree, because if you're staying like an Airbnb or something, I need certain things my own.
Right,
like
I understand.
Face wash, all that. Yeah. I don't use the hotel face wash or anything.
Because
like
there's nothing sadder. Like, I buy that Kuristan or something. I forget what it is, but it's expensive shampoo and conditioner. It's really expensive. And man, when they throw one of those out because it's like $30 for a bottle of shampoo, you're like, no! No! But wait a minute, I flew here with it. Come on. And you like tell them, I got here with it. They don't care. That's not my problem, ma'am. I go, but I don't even live in this town. I don't live in St. Louis. I don't live in St. Louis. I came here in St. Louis. I've been here for 4 days and I came here with this. Sorry, ma'am, we gotta throw it away.
That's why you gotta go cheap.
You gotta go
cheap when you get to like I spent a week in Nashville and I bought like hair gel that was like 98 cents.
Whoa.
Now, I gotta tell you,
your hair looks so good.
It was like I had Gorilla Glue on my hair, but nevertheless, it was 98 cents. So when it went through TSA, they tossed it.
Well, anyway, so that stuff is so expensive, and so I went to get some of that crap, and then I noticed right there on the shelf, it said, COVID tests. So I was like, ooh, COVID tests, because that seems to be the whole, you know, everybody wants it. It's like toilet paper back in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I was like, COVID, it says, only 4 per family of COVID tests, and then I was like, but there weren't any there, and I know where they are.
Where are they?
They're along a railroad track in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy hell, you guys. I guess people broke into a container, railroad containers, at the railroad yard, and they went through and took all of anything you ordered from Amazon that's on a railroad car. They just obliterated this. I mean, hundreds of thousands of packages, but what they left on the side of the railroad is all of these tests, these antigen tests.
You know, they've been doing this since Christmas. It's every day.
This is not crazy.
Like a one-time incident crazy where they've broken into one of the cargo containers. They're doing it every single day, and the police are doing nothing about it.
Well, yeah, it's just trash. And then the one guy saw, he has, I mean, there's tons of these tests.
I would have taken those and sold them.
Well, he's on video, so I'm sure he went back and got them, probably. But on video, he's just like, isn't this a shame? This is where all our tests are. And then he found prescription drugs that people needed.
Yeah.
He found, what's that pen where you get like...
The Epi.
The Epi pens. Yeah.
I think a lot
stuff.
Of these people that are breaking into these container ships, some of this stuff, this medical stuff, they don't know exactly what it is. They don't know the value of it. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why they're leaving it behind. And they're taking stuff like the stereos and big screen televisions and things of that nature.
Well, and Schmidl, I'm worried that maybe your wigs won't get here.
Oh, no.
Some homeless guy. Plane. Yeah. Some homeless guy is wearing your... In sync wig.
Pastors.
Your side part.
Man, that's wrong.
It's so wrong. And there's stuff everywhere.
By the way, we'll get to the Schmidl video that's going to be shot today noon. It's going to be live feed on Facebook with the head shaving. We'll get to that in just a few. Hang on.
Are you guys excited about the boat show? I love boat shows.
Yeah, I never go, but I love them.
I do too. I really love boat shows because what they do is they sell liquor at the boat shows. And so then you have some cocktails and then you sit in a boat and you're like, I can probably afford this. And literally, and then the person that's selling it gets kind of excited because you're sitting in it and you're like, so what's the interest rate? And then you're like... They actually, at one point, I was in a boat, and they brought me more alcohol, another margarita, and I was like, this is a great boat. I love this boat. I can just see me in this boat. I love boats. And then then you go, you're like, I'm going to be right back. I got to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
And you go to the restroom, and then you sit down to pee, and you're like, I don't need a boat.
Yeah. You just ghost them. They don't see you ever again.
Exactly. All right. Anyway, lots to get to this morning. I guess Kanye West is in a little bit of trouble. I guess he punched a fan that wanted an autograph. Now, the guy that wanted an autograph is about 4'2". Kanye is about 6-something, I guess. And the guy is tiny, just a tiny man, wanted an autograph. And here's the audio, number one.
Get away from me.
Give me your hand.
give me your hand.
Hey, man, I'm protecting us.
No, get away from me.
I'm protecting us.
No, give me your hand.
I am your family.
Ain't no hand.
I am your family. Give me your hand.
Ain't no hand. No, no. You were supposed to talk to her.
Why did he just do that? What is wrong with him?
Who's asking for his hand? Is that his girlfriend?
I would imagine, yes.
She says she's family.
Yeah, I know, but that girl was right next to him. The girlfriend was right next to him, so I don't know if that's... Yeah. Anyway, somebody said your boat story sounds like the swinging chair story. It's exactly like the swinging chair story. The only thing is different people were involved. I bought a swinging chair with Alina because we were tired and our feet hurt.
Yeah.
She doesn't drink, though. And so we sat in that chair, and I'd had a few margaritas, and I was like, I'll take it. And it was real expensive.
Did you stay there for the rest of the weekend sitting in your chair?
We just sat there. Yeah, they just, we just a swinging. Yeah. It's a nice chair. Those conventions, now that they're back and with alcohol, they are very, very... Have you guys ever gone to a convention? I mean, even if it's a Christmas show or whatever, and bought something under the influence of alcohol that you should not have bought?
100%. Yep. Absolutely.
What'd you get?
I went to the Home and Garden show. when we first bought our house, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? It's way too expensive to like put in sprinklers in the backyard and stuff like that. I bought like 10,000 square feet. Or not 10,000. It was probably like 3,000 square feet of turf.
Immediate regret. But I thought it was the best thing ever.
Oh my God. You bought fake turf for your yard instead of...
And it was like the really like bougie kind. It was like a little bit longer. It looked and actually felt like grass. I was like, oh, this is nice.
Did you use it?
No. I returned it like the next day.
Yeah.
I called him and canceled the order. Yeah.
And that was definitely under the influence.
Oh,
yeah.
I was hammered.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
You could add a putt-putt course in your backyard. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, let's hear. I wanted to tell you one other thing. Oh, I know what it is. What is this? Oh, it's Bob Saget. So Bob Saget, they're playing his... This is kind of sad, though. They're playing his last interview on CBS this morning. I guess on December 6th, he did a very last interview about his sister who passed away from scleroderma, which is a horrible disease. My God. It's just awful. Anyway, he was bringing awareness to it, and he talked about the role that comedy had in his life.
It was a defense mechanism, and it truly helped me survive. And it helped keep me mentally alive rather than letting it destroy me.
And so, he just talked about how he made everybody laugh. It was like his escape, all that stuff, so... It's kind of sad. Everybody loved Bob Saget. This is a quote. It said, quote, I thought I was dying. What am I talking about? Well, it's Britney Spears. She's talking about how it was to watch her sister Jamie Lynn's GMA interview. She said she just felt sick about it. Britney Spears took to Twitter on Thursday, yesterday, to slam her younger sister Jamie Lynn Spears after watching her promote her new memoir. During an interview on Good Morning America, the 40-year-old superstar noted that she was sick with a 104-degree fever and that it was the only reason she could surrender to not caring about her sister's claims about the relationship and her crazy behavior. My sister said that my behavior was out of control. She was never around me much of the 15 years ago of any of that time. So why are they even talking about that unless she wants to sell a book at my expense? So she said her sister wasn't even around for the last 15 years, so she doesn't.
But you know what? She's helping her sell books every time she replies.
I know.
It's like, just stop. Just get it out of the public eye. You handle this behind the scenes. Don't make any comments. That way you don't help her sell this book.
Yeah, so it says, somebody said Jamie Lynn Spears' memoir is the first ever written in crayon. Yeah, you guys are funny. And then finally, if you get a chance, and maybe we'll share it on, we will share it. Fox 31 has a whole collaboration of the what are they called, chest cams, body cams from the police officers in Boulder County, Superior, and Louisville, and you will cry. It is the most heroic, amazing body cams you've ever seen in your life. These cops are trying to save everybody. The one house is on fire, and the police officer is running door to door, just banging I mean, just get out. You got to get out. They're saving dogs in the middle of the road. There's a woman at Costco. She doesn't have a car. He puts her in her car. I mean, you literally will bawl at the how amazing and heroic these people are.
It's chaos.
It is so, it is chaos. That's the right words. So we'll post that on our Facebook page. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Schmidl. He's going in today. He's going to sport the old bald look. They're going to shave his head. It's going to be live video. We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Again, 40 degrees right now. There is a chance of snow, chance of rain. Could be mixed at times. You've got west of town and south, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches. Most of the metro, if you're east or north, you're probably going to get mostly rain. So it's kind of on and off all day today, starting around 10 o'clock this morning.
And then it is going to get a little windy too.
Yeah. And
so just be aware of that.
50 degrees and sunny for the weekend, so the weekend doesn't look bad. Just a little bit of moisture today. All right, today is a huge day for Schmidl and for our show. Today is the process. The process gets started for brand new hair for Schmidl.
I mean, then this is his own hair. This is a transplant. We're doing a full on hair transplant. They're taking the back of his hair follicles that are still intact and growing and doing well because he has male pattern baldness like a lot of men, and they're harvesting it from the back, and then they're taking it to the front, and they're boom, putting it in, and it's like he's going to be Fabio in just about a year.
Yeah. And this was supposed to start in February, where you go into the location of the medical man cave.
Yep.
And you go in and get your head shaved, and then all the follicle stuff and the plants and all that all in one day. Okay.
Right.
But we've come up with the idea that let's get used to this thing. Let's get the process started. Make it feel like that you're on a mission and it's already underway. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and shave your head now. And you made the decision to do it today. Live on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook Live, right at noon?
Yeah, right at noon, in about 4 hours.
I like that you brought a selfie stick.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to be there by myself, so I need it.
I know, I haven't seen the selfie stick in a long time.
You got to be prepared.
Are you nervous?
A little bit. I mean, now I just kind of want to get through it. I just want it to happen. And
are you sick
just to
a little
what's
bit?
Going on.
I mean, because you've had hair extensions now for a year and a half, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, by the way. You have had hair extensions for a year and a half, and this is a full head of hair you've had for a year and a half.
I'm not sick, but I mean, my hands are sweating. I'm a little clammy. I'm definitely a little nervous about it. But like BJ's saying, I just want to get through it now, you know, and just like, let's just see what happens and see how it looks. And
rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and with this period that you're about to go through, because you're not going to go in for the plugs themselves until February, what, 24th or something like that?
Yeah.
All right, so you've got a month here that you can wear a hat. Jamie's got wigs ordered for you.
Yeah.
You've got many ways that if you get up in the morning, you have a bad day, look in the mirror, and you don't like the look, you can throw something else on. You've got time to do that now and get used to it.
Yeah, and then I think for 6 weeks after I get the transplants, I'm not allowed to wear a hat. So.
Right, so you might as well wear them now. And isn't it, it's gone viral about the Carhartt beanies.
Have
you seen? Yeah, so all the cool kids are wearing, you know, the brown Carhartt.
Uh-huh.
So they're all wearing them right now, and it says that the thing is, these kids have no idea how to do anything Carhartt.
Yeah.
No nothing. No idea.
Oh, so I'd fit right in with that.
Yeah. So it's all the fashion rage right now is the Carhartt stuff. So I have one. I can bring you a Carhartt beanie.
Okay, and then I can be all hipstery?
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Carhartt?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, what is it?
Yes, you do.
Is it a brand name?
Yes.
No, it's been around for
100 years.
Yeah, like mechanics and stuff.
I don't use it.
No, it's like you wear it to the cabin. It's solid.
Jamie, I don't have a cabin.
But no, but you wear it like it's, come on. What kind of man are you?
I don't have Carhartt.
It is straight man gear.
It is manly stuff. Yeah. And from when women wear it, it's kind of like sexy. Because I feel sexy. You know what Carhartt is.
No, I don't.
Oh,
I've worn it. I've worn my jacket before. I have gloves.
I'm looking right now.
They make gloves. I have all the gloves, and not to be cool, but they're warm.
I don't have any.
It's like Dickies jackets, but they're like more
fancy. You totally
fancy.
Have.
Where do they sell them?
Carhartt.
No, they sell them. They sell them
any sporting goods.
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
What's the place? What's the one?
Dick's?
No, that one up here. You know, that sells guns and stuff. It's the huge one. It's right by your house.
Cabela's.
Yeah, they sell it. Yeah. Cabela's.
Yeah,
You have gloves.
I don't have them. I swear.
They sell, like, the best.
Jamie, I know if I've got it or not.
But they sell, like, the best winter wear on
the planet. Have it. I've never owned it.
You're from Tennessee!
If they don't sell it at Kohl's, I don't have it.
No, but you're a Tennessee kid. Like, Tennessee wears Carhartt.
I have no idea.
It's Midwest stuff, man.
Yeah, well, maybe in your Midwest, but I'm just saying, in my place, I don't have Carhartt,
okay? That's so weird.
And it's not that big of a deal if you don't have it.
Yes,
okay?
It is. It's not. That you've never heard of it is weird.
Do you own any of it, Shmadil?
My brother has a whole bunch of Carhartt stuff. No, I don't have any.
No, it's not about owning it even. It's about you've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
That's
never,
so
never
weird.
Shopped
he
for
doesn't
it,
get
nothing.
Out much, so
well,
I,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the side you don't get out much.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, right.
Everyone wears it, man.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a sign that I'm locked in my house all the time.
Well, no, I mean, it is kind of a sign that you don't go outside because, like, they make the best winter wear ever. It's solid. You know, like, my son wears his skiing and all that
all
stuff.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so maybe go outside.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. I like the indoors. All right, today at 12 noon.
12 noon.
12 sharp. Video will start rolling. He'll be live in the chair to get the head shaved. 12 noon today, Facebook Live, BJ and Jimmy fan page. But I think you're going to break the internet, pal.
I think he's going to cry.
You're going to have hundreds of thousands of people.
I hope I don't cry.
What if he cries?
That's even better TV.
Yeah.
I hope he cries. I hope he throws one of those three-year-old tantrums in the chair.
You know, like, stop, please stop.
They're going to have to strap you down.
Dude, I'm just going to close my eyes and just not even open them until it's done.
Oh, so sad.
You'll go straight home and you will not leave the house.
No, I got to go to the gym after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, sport a hat,
walk
man.
Walk around just, boss a ball.
But if you put on a hat, nobody's going to even notice.
No, bald guys wear hats all the time. You're fine, yeah.
Isn't it weird to wear a hat at the gym, though, while you're, like, lifting weights?
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can borrow my... I'm wearing a Jeep hat right now. You can borrow my Jeep hat.
Okay, I'm being manly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.